Chris Moore.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Okay, final hour of the radio get-together on this Sunday night. Father's Day. Hope all is well. We've got Matt Casey on the other side of the glass along with Pedro Hoffman. We have Mr. Termini on the line. We do, so we'll get to him momentarily on this Sunday night. We'll take your calls later in the hour at 877-337-6666. We keep an eye on the U.S. Open as it winds down. Koepka running out of time on 18 now. So unless Woodland comes back to the pack, the 35-year-old Gary Woodland, who is a bomber, hits the ball a long, long way and was not expected to win this because Pebble is not overly long. They didn't think a bomber would necessarily win this tournament, but it looks like Gary Woodland might be able to pull that off. So we'll keep you up to date on that as it winds down out on the West Coast. Justin Termini, previously mentioned at SiriusXM, NBA Radio, does the show with Eddie Johnson over there, and had to have a reaction, I'm sure, last night when the news broke about the Davis deal and Ball coming the other way and the pick and all that. And generally, the Pelicans are being looked at, Justin, as a team that did pretty well in this deal. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think they did end up doing well, especially when you consider Lonzo next to Zion. I mean, I can't wait to watch them throwing lobs here over the course of the next couple of years. I mean, we don't know the health of Brandon Ingram, so I think that's a little bit of concern as well. He had a little bit of that blood clotting. The one thing I think where we see a little bit of overreaction with what New Orleans got back in return is all these draft picks. I think that's always highly overrated, especially because I think L.A. is going to be really good with both Davis and LeBron here the next several years. And even after LeBron slows down significantly and it's just Davis, he's still a superstar. It's still Los Angeles. He's still going to draw another star there once LeBron leaves. So I don't think those picks are going to be fantastic. But I think considering with Davis forcing his way to L.A. and nowhere else, I think David Griffin did a good job.
And as for that fourth overall pick, what are your thoughts?
It looks like they're going to try and maybe move that in another deal. So I think this is really top-heavy with maybe the first two, possibly the first three picks with R.J. Barrett at number three. Then there's a little bit of a drop-off, so I wouldn't be shocked if they try and move that in another deal for somebody that can maybe help them out right now. I wouldn't be shocked if it's not New Orleans making that selection.
And what about the Lakers in terms of their filling out of their roster now and what else they need to take advantage of LeBron while he still is an elite player and obviously Davis? What do they need now to be a contender out there?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of different ways that you can do this, and I know there's a little bit of confusion on how much money they're going to have to spend depending on when this deal gets completed. If it's somewhere they have the full $32 million, they can go out and they can chase a max guy like Kemba Walker. I know it seems crazy, but there's rumors they could reunite with Kyrie out there in Los Angeles as well, maybe a Jimmy Butler. Like, so there's the big names. I wouldn't necessarily go in that direction, though. I'd fill out the roster with some more depth. So in case you get an injury to one of your major guys, then you're not thin as could possibly be. So there's names like J.J. Redick, Patrick Beverley, who does a lot of the dirty work, right? Danny Green is a free agent who's won championships with San Antonio and just this past year with Toronto. Maybe an Avery Bradley is a tenacious defender. I would go in that direction and sign a bunch of mid-level guys as opposed to spending it all on say, a Kemba Walker or a Kyrie Irving.
Have they become a more desirable place to go now? It would seem logic would say yes.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that they ever lose their desire as far as being able to go there. I think the one frustrating thing as an NBA fan is you look at the incompetence level that they've had there the last several years.
Right, well, that's really why I bring it up. That's the only reason is because people don't believe in their management.
So the management's a joke. I mean, the Knicks have been, I think, the example of being mismanaged for the last 20 years. They've actually made, you know, the way the Lakers have been wrong the last 5 or 6 years have made the Knicks management look like Red Auerbach and Jerry West all rolled into one over the last several years. That's how incompetent the Lakers have been. Yet they're able to pull off something like this. It's got to be frustrating to every other organization out there that has run properly when they see they do every single thing right and they still can't put together a team like this. And now the Lakers are the betting favorite in Vegas, and I don't blame Vegas. They should be. I think they probably have the best shot at the title, but that's despite being completely incompetent. They're set up here to compete not just this year but the next several years because Anthony Davis is only 26.
So you agree with that, huh? You think that they are the favorite?
Yeah, because they're gonna, I think they're, you know, now it's Anthony Davis and LeBron James, two of the top, what, 5 to 6 to 7 players in the league. Mm-hmm. They've got about $30 million to spend on other free agents. They're in Los Angeles, so everybody is going to want to play there. So I would say that, yes, especially when you look at all the other issues around the league. Golden State's beat up. Houston is coming apart at the seams. You don't know what Kawhi is going to do. He could leave Toronto, and that roster is not coming back. Boston's no longer going to be a contender because Kyrie's gone. So, yeah, I mean, I think that there's like probably 5 or 6 teams that will have a shot next year, but L.A.'s got to be at the top of the list.
Well, we're in New York, obviously, and Knicks fans were really hoping that it would be a summer of Durant and Kyrie or Durant and Kemba or some combination that would turn their fortunes around and at least make them interesting again. Then Durant gets hurt the way he does. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, and here's the fun. Like, it looks like, first of all, that at least Kyrie is going to the Nets.
Yeah.
With Durant, if that was the plan, that's now come apart because he's not going to be available for next year. And even if you sign him to a deal, which I guess it would still do if you're in New York, he's not going to be the same player. He's going to be 31, 32 years of age, coming off of an Achilles injury. Nobody's really the same after an injury like that. I mean, we saw Kobe, Isaiah had to retire. Dominique Wilkins, I guess, is the best example of a guy who came back and was relatively good. But let's say, like, you just get Kyrie. Like, let's say all these reports that he's guaranteed to go to the Nets aren't true when he's going to the Knicks. Like, that's still not good enough. You saw what happened in Boston this year. He was surrounded by legitimate talent. I mean, Al Horford's a consistent all-star. Jason Tatum was great the year before. Jaylen Brown. He is not good enough to be the number one guy. If he's going to your team, he needs to come with somebody else. So he needs to come with somebody that's better than him, whether it's Kevin Durant, whether it, it was a guy like Anthony Davis via trade, whether it's Kawhi Leonard. Kyrie Irving is not capable of being a leader, and he's not capable of being the number one player on your team.
No, it's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, Justin Termini joining us, SiriusXM NBA Radio, and it's fascinating, the free agency period and just how teams go about it, because you're absolutely right. I discussed this earlier tonight on the air. You know, you just can't sign one player. I mean, they tried that with Carmelo Anthony to some degree and had very limited success with that, one decent year. And, you know, it really has to be it's a puzzle that has more pieces than just let's get two players and call it a night. And right now they're down to one player probably. So I don't know how the Knicks approach this offseason. It's sort of really become now a tremendous mystery when a lot of people thought they knew what they were going to do.
Yeah, I mean, my best guess would be just like the past 20 years, the Knicks have no clue what they're doing. That would be how I anticipate things playing out. And I guess give the Lakers credit, as incompetent as they've been the last 5 or 6 years, the end result is still going to be great, right? They've been mismanaged every single way, and still they've ended up with 2 of the top 5 or 6 players in the league. The Knicks have been mismanaged just as equally as bad, if not maybe a little bit better. And they're going to end up empty-handed. I don't see any way in which add a major free agent that could help this year. I mean, who are you going to get? Is Kawhi going to go there? He'd be insane after what he did in Toronto. It looks like Kyrie is going to the Nets. Durant's going to be hurt. Klay Thompson's hurt. Plus, he's not leaving Golden State anyway. So I don't see any positive outcome for New York outside of, hey, we signed Durant and sits out the entire year. If that's what you want, great. But that's not necessarily on the right path to delivering a championship.
What do you expect will happen with Kemba?
The Lakers rumors for Mark Stein, I mean, I think out of all the free agents that they possibly could chase that are going to make max money, he'd be the best fit.
Oh, boy, Woody, that'd be, with you in Vegas on that. You put Kemba Walker with those two guys, I'm all in.
Yeah, no, and I agree. I mean, he's a better fit than Kyrie Irving.
I think so, too.
Similar player.
Yeah.
He's a similar player. He's a
better
little bit
team
older,
player.
But absolutely. He's more about the team. He'll fit in. He'll do what you ask him to do. So I agree with that. I think if there's a max guy that they go after, like one of the stars, even though I think they should go after a bunch of smaller pieces, if it's a max guy, I think he's the guy that you chase. And he's the one that has the most reason to leave his team, right? Like, Jimmy Butler has no real reason, basketball-wise, to leave Philadelphia. Tobias Harris, the same thing. Kyrie Irving shouldn't want to leave Boston. Durant and Klay Thompson shouldn't want to leave Golden State. Those managements have actually done a good job supporting them. Charlotte's done a horrific job. The best player they've probably ever given Kemba was 2014 Al Jefferson. They have no room to add players in the next 2 off-seasons, even if Kemba takes a pay cut. Like, he should want to leave. Although he seems like the one that might most likely stay. So, but I think, yes, he would be the max guy LA should want.
Personally, is there anyone in the free agent period that you're anxious to hear about or just curious because you think, wow, I wonder if they're interested or they're interested or if he's interested in them? Are there any players that, you know, that you like that are of higher interest to you personally as a guy who lives and dies with this league?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the one is Kawhi because it's just unprecedented, right? First of all, I felt even before Durant got hurt that he was the best free agent at the open market because of what he does both offensively and defensively. And much like Kyrie with the drama, Durant comes with too much drama. So I would have preferred to have Kawhi. And that was just unprecedented with this, a guy really at the age of 27 leave a team that just won the championship because he doesn't like living in that area and wants to go out and live in L.A. And I think the ramifications are huge for the league as well, because what does it tell the fan bases if, hey, you built a great culture, you built a championship-winning team, and you still can't keep this guy because he doesn't want to live in this environment. The fan base up there is passionate, so I'm fascinated to see what ends up happening with him, because I felt the entire season he was headed to the Clippers. That's all I heard behind the scenes. But the last couple of weeks, it's like, how could you leave it? So I'm very interested to find out what happens with him.
And the Warriors in general, what are your thoughts about what direction they take?
I think you got to sign both those guys if they want to stay there to max deals, unfortunately. And one of the reasons is the repercussions that you're going to suffer if you have both those guys get hurt. They've done so much for your organization. And then you say, hey, you know what? We're not willing to pay you this money. I think their first priority is going to be Klay Thompson, even though he's not the better of the two players between him and Durant, just because of what he's meant to the organization. He's a little bit younger at the age of 29. I think that you take care of both those guys. I was leaning towards Durant leaving prior to the injury. Now I'm really not sure what's going to happen.
Next step for Houston. What are your thoughts there?
Well, you're hearing this stuff that James Harden and Chris Paul aren't getting along. It seems like the owner might be trying to trim a little bit on the salary cap. And this would really have been the year that they were going to get it done. I mean, if they couldn't beat that version of Golden State, how are you supposed to win? Just a really disappointing year for them. They've got all this controversy with Mike D'Antoni. Is there an extension? How much money should they be offering them? PJ Tucker, Capella, Eric Gordon. You've heard rumors around those guys. They're getting a little bit old. Chris Paul's what now? 35? Be 35 by the time next year's postseason starts. May 6th, I believe, is his birthday. So they're running out of time, and I think maybe the window is past. Then in Boston, we had high hopes for them. Their windows to me have been shut.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Justin, good conversation. We appreciate it. Continued success over there. Thanks.
All right, Chris. Appreciate it. Bro.
There you go. Justin Termini, SiriusXM NBA Radio, giving us the scoop, the lowdown, the word on the NBA. And interesting stuff there. But unfortunately for you Knicks fans out there, he didn't offer any solutions. He didn't come close because there aren't any. They can't fix it in 1 year. And we thought they might. You know, we thought they might at least go to contender. At least go to 45-plus wins, be a contender, and see how healthy you are when you get to the postseason. It does not look now that there's any window for that to happen for the Knicks. And, you know, when you get a guy on like that and he can't even speculate about what they might do, you know you're in some kind of trouble.